You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And don't forget that training camp is coming July the 26th through the August 15th. And folks, if you heard Jason Lock and Fora, get your swans out there, fraternity brothers. Register now at clevelandbrowns.com to reserve your spot at training camp. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to register today. Nathan's a... Yes! You know what that means. Just let it play. Here it comes, folks. Kid! It's the Kid! That's right. Wednesday edition of the Friday Forecast. The Kid joining the show. Kid, what's up, bro?
Coming to you live from the finest playground in all of America, Preston's Hope at the JCC.
Excellent, excellent. The Kid off of a hot golf round today, folks, where he started off on fire. Kid, did he have to jump into a pool to cool yourself off?
I probably should have, or just quit after the ninth hole.
It was a good start, though. And, Kid, training camp coming up. Jason Lock and Fora believes that a local fraternity needs to send all their pledges at training camp in bathing suits with inflatable swans. What do you think about that?
I was listening to that, and I think they could come up with something a little bit more creative than that.
I think there should be, like, if there's space, maybe a mini water slide, Reg, where you ride down the water slide on an inflatable swan.
Okay. Well, we know Kid is very entrepreneurial. So
he
Kid,
is.
There you go, man. You got about a month. There's your assignment. Make something happen.
All right, Reg.
Get your creative juices rolling.
I got them going.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Let's do it. All right. Friday forecast times. We'll bring in the great Jason Gibbs.
Hi, guys.
Gibbs.
It's only Wednesday, man. I am jonesing for the weekend.
I feel like it feels like a Friday.
It does. That's why I'm like, I think we got to do a little Friday forecast on
it. Feels like a Friday.
I agree with that. All right, guys. Question number one today. Can the Browns get Jordan Cameron signed before the season starts now that the grand verdict is in?
You know, I'll go first. I'm not sure. I think that it is possible. I think some other shoes need to drop, perhaps with the Julius Thomas contract in Denver. And if that happens, I do think that it is possible. I think it is more likely that the Browns sign Jordan Cameron before this season than it is that they sign Jabal Sheard before this season.
Cameron over Sheard. I know where you're going there, Nate. I don't believe that either one of them are going to sign before the season begins, and we'll see whether or not they and the representation, how if they want to negotiate during the season at all. But I don't see either one of them happening. Kid, what about you?
I don't think it's going to happen, and I really don't want it to happen. I mean, I'm not trying to spill cold water on Jordan Cameron, but I'd like to see more than 8 good games out of him. I felt like last year he tailed off at the end of the year, and, you know, he benefited a lot from Norv's offense. I know that Shanahan also features the tight end, but I'd like to see a little more out of him before we throw big money at him.
The Kid. Look at that.
Number two.
Pretty impressive. The Kid laying it out
the
strong.
Kid. I like that, the Kid. Speaks
all right.
His mind.
Question number two today, guys. Because of this ruling, do you think any other future position squabbles? Could there be something? Maybe it's slot receiver or a quarterback that claims they're running back because they run more than they pass. Does this set the tone for all positions here and going forward, or is there a potential that this could come up again?
I think it pretty much sets the tone, because when you look at a guy like Jimmy Graham, as we said, about 600 of his nearly 900 snaps were either outside or all the way outside or in the slot, and yet he's still a tight end. I think that kind of nips the butt in it. But as I said, it's all going to play itself out. Now, Jimmy Graham, you know, would have gotten more money. You know, if this happened in a couple of years, I don't think it's going to be an issue because you're going to have Graham. You're going to have Gronk. You're going to have Julius Thomas. You're going to have Jordan Reed, I think, becomes a superstar in this league. Jordan Cameron. You're going to have more of these tight ends that are really kind of hybrid tight end receivers who are going to be game changers and difference makers to the point where they will be paid as such, and then it's going to bring up the average for the top five salaries of the position, and the franchise tag will be more in line, and you'll only give it to a tight end of that ilk.
Yeah, I think simply put, this is laying out the template that you're not going to see the opportunity for guys to try to combine themselves with another position with what they're designated as. So I think this is pretty much going to put an end to it, yeah.
I would agree. I think that if anything, maybe an outside linebacker claiming he's a defensive end or vice versa would be the only other controversy there could be.
Number three.
Question number three today on this Friday forecast on a Wednesday. It's National UFO Day. Do you believe in aliens?
Great question, and I will say this. 100% I believe in aliens. There's no doubt about it in my mind. There are aliens. It's only a matter of time before we're hanging and banging with aliens around the galaxy, folks. There's no question that are you going to tell me that in all of the world, all of the galaxy, which is bigger than we can even comprehend, that you are going to have one unique set of circumstances that produced intelligent life and it only happened here? There are lots of planets like Earth out there. I think there are lizard aliens. I think there are bird aliens. I think there are alien aliens. There's all kinds of stuff out there. No question in my mind. 100% certainty. And George Washington believed in aliens too, friends.
Wow. Bringing
no question.
The father of our country,
yes,
into that
no
too,
doubt.
Huh? Boy, the birthday fumes have gotten to Zagura, everybody.
No way. Definitely aliens.
I absolutely do not, and I'm not into hexes, curses, none of that. It's like all the Cleveland sports fans that want to tell me, oh, somebody's got some kind of voodoo Ouija board hex. Get out of here.
It's not a
control
voodoo. I'm
your
just
own
saying,
destiny
scientifically
and
speaking,
take care of
there's
that yourself.
There's got to be aliens.
And go win.
Gotta
I do
be
not
aliens.
Believe in aliens. Kid, go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you this. It really depends on how strong the Kool-Aid is that day. Certain strands of Kool-Aid can make you believe in aliens.
What? You don't believe in aliens, kid?
I said it depends what strand of the Kool-Aid we're on that day.
Well, what strand are you on right now, and what do you think?
I'd say right now, I do believe that there's something out there. I'm not sure I believe that there's aliens out there. I do think it's a little strange that there's as many planets as there are and that there's not necessarily life. But I don't know that I would go as far as aliens.
Kid, are you talking then what, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster? What are you talking here?
I'm talking maybe that there's like some form of animal that has better survival instincts than we do. Maybe on Mars or Jupiter or something, but I don't think they're flying through the air in UFOs.
I think they're out there, man. I think they're out there, and there will be a time. It will come. There will be a point of reckoning, and hopefully they are friendly aliens who just want to hang out, ride swans, and have a good time.
Number four.
All right, then, on that note, final question of the day, guys. Obviously, someone's birthday in 48 hours. Best birthday gift you have ever received?
Oh, wow. Wow. I might come back to me. I got to think about this one. I got to really think about this one now. Hmm. Best birthday gift I've ever gotten.
Reg?
When I was a little fella, 5 years old, my mom and dad arranged for me, and this is a different time now, arranged for me to, after a game at Old Tiger Stadium, I ran around the bases as a five-year-old by myself.
Wow.
And slid into home plate. And I don't know how my mom and dad pulled that off, you know, at that time, but they did, and it's something that was phenomenal and I'll always remember.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I'll hop in on mine. I got my wife got me an autographed framed Joe Montana jersey, which for a memorabilia person like myself was awesome. And it is prominently on display when you walk into my basement. That is the first thing that you see.
I got a tie for mine, and they both come from the birthday boy today. 1 year, I was able to receive a Chucky Wood autographed helmet. And for those of you that don't know, I'm a Michigan man, and Chucky Wood is the best Michigan athlete of all time, and therefore that was good. But then it was followed up by a series of golf lessons that have transformed my golf game as well.
That's right. Yeah. That was for last year, for the 40th, right, kid?
Yes,
that's right. Yeah, good times. Listen, unbelievable show. I want to thank Gibbs. Thank you so much for putting this all together. Reg, the kid, it's great to have you guys here. And I have to give thank yous to Alex Shiner, the president of the Cleveland Browns, WWE superstar The Miz, Jason Lockin for the Notorious VIC, of course, the kid, and all of you. And again, a big thanks to Jason Gibbs, the producer, for putting this together. Very humbled and also very excited to know that I'm going to be a part of this Browns family for at least the next 3 years. I couldn't be happier about it. And thank you to everybody who listens to this show and all that. And happy birthday to our great nation. And just thank you very much, everybody. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday, man. Enjoy it.
Reg,
be safe.
It has been a pleasure. We'll enjoy the fireworks together, mon frere. All right, everybody. Stay tuned for Hooli and Gerard. For Michael Ragguy and the kid, I'm Nathan Zagura saying you've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.